Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you're dressed up. That's what I was hoping to see. It is the Friday Morning Good Time Halloween edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up Thursday Night Football, Week 9 in the NFL, college football, Double D's Degenerate Parlay, the show parlay. We're going to talk with Andrew Cayley from Covers.com on this Halloween edition. I'm dressed like a pumpkin, and you are the devil. Right?
Yeah. I mean, all I had to do was wear some horns, because I was telling Den, like, there are so many costumes that are very low effort for women, where you're just like, I'm going to put some ears on and wear a matching shirt. Voila! I'm the devil. But as you were getting ready and we were, like, scrambling to start the show, I was thinking of that TikTok trend that it's like, a haunted house, but it's looking at your insurance bill. A haunted house, but the show is starting and you're not in your desk. Do you ever think about that? Because, like, as you get older, you're like, the real scary things on Halloween are not at haunted houses. They're not some spook hiding behind a bush. So, you know, you can put on a horror movie, but those things will not scare me. Real life scares me.
Did anyone see this besides me? Didn't you? May have seen it. You're on TikTok. The people that have decorated their house like it's on fire constantly. The whole thing looks like there's mock flames on the inside and sort of orangish lights on the outside. So constantly the local police are getting calls like there's a house on fire. There's a house on fire. And it looks so realistic. It looks like it's burning, but it's not. It's all decorations. It's wild.
That's a dangerous game, right? Like, I feel like you don't do that, because what if your house actually catches on fire?
It's right.
Like the boy that cried wolf. So I don't know if I'm super into that one or just like jinxing things like on fire. That doesn't even seem like Halloween, right?
No.
I guess it does. If you have like, you know, skeletons coming from the wreckage.
Right.
So I will say this. There is a family on my street that has all these skeletons in the yard, and they arrange them doing different activities each day. I do kind of love that. But the house on fire, that's wild.
Yeah, here's the thing about this, because I was thinking about this. I always catastrophize. Like, let's say, God forbid, that house actually catches on fire. You know what I mean? And then they call, like, yeah, we know, it's on fire, it's fine. I'm like, no, really. It's like, no, we've heard that. And then the house burns down. That's what would happen to me, guaranteed.
Well, here's the other thing. I feel like you get in trouble for, like, fire code violations.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you're at an event and you're, like, standing in front of a door, they're like, that's a fire hazard. And you're like, you know I have legs, right? If there is a fire, I'm not going to block this exit. I'm going to be making my way out as well. So, like, it's wild to me that the fire department isn't, like, deeming this illegal, because normally they are very, like, meticulous on, like, their codes.
Yeah. Mike in the chat goes, misuse of 911 is a class 2 felony. That's right. Round them up. Put them away. By the way, I just want to say, D-Day got a text from you last night, as we all did. Where's your costume today?
And I told you in the text.
I know.
It was out. They said they didn't have any.
Okay.
And I told Chelsea right before you jumped in here, I was like, I was going to go for a Spider-Man costume.
Uh-huh.
And I found a children's Spider-Man costume. And I was like, sick. This is only $20.
Sure.
That's financially responsible, because $50 is not for something where you won't be able to see all of it. And then I grabbed it and I could see it was opened a little bit. And I was like, why is this open a little bit?
Yeah.
It took the mask All I wanted was the mask.
What?
So somebody stole the mask from a children's Spider-Man costume. Now, granted, most kids are not buying their Halloween costume on the 30th of October.
True.
But they stole the Spider-Man mask.
That's all I wanted. Somebody had the same idea as you. I need that mask. I'm going to need that mask. All right. Well, I didn't know if you were going to go home and just throw something together or, you know, it's easier said than, I mean, I didn't do anything. I just put on something orange.
Yeah.
Me neither. All right, Chelsea, I guess we got to talk a little sports here. So let's hear about your bets, and then we'll get into Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, best bet was a winner. That was nice. Had the Ravens minus 7 at the Dolphins. That was an easy win as the Ravens controlled that game 28-6. But then we gave it all back with my stupid conservative parlay that I was, you know, kind of going back and forth. But it felt like a very easy play. We needed the Ravens minus 2.5. That was a winner. But Derrick Henry did not score a touchdown. Mark Andrews, stop hogging all the touchdowns. Jenks, I don't know if you were watching this in, like, the same mentality as me.
I was.
But, like, the first drive of the game, you're like, okay. It's like first and goal. Hand it off to King Henry. And they do, and they don't get it. They keep doing that. And then it's like, oh, and here's a pass to Mark Andrews. You're like, damn it, Mark Andrews. And then the next time, they're in the end zone or the red zone, and guess who it is again? Mark Andrews. Get out of here, Mark. So I wish Derrick Henry could have scored one of those.
I was with you, hoping, and it just, at the end, you're like, oh, this isn't going to happen. So I was with you on those two bets. Also had Derrick Henry over 88.5 rushing yards. That was a winner. He had 119. Had Ravens Dolphins over 50 and a hook. That was a loser, but got a little dub on the ice. It was close. The Sens beat the Flames 4-3. I had Ottawa on a money line. So for the week, Chelsea, you're 2-2-1. I'm 4-4. Denton 3-0, and the Donkster is 1-2. It is a daily tip here on the BetMGM Network. Happy Halloween. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning. And let's start with what we saw last night in Miami. The Ravens all over the Dolphins, 28-6. The Ravens laying 7.5. They were minus 450 on the money line. Total set at 50 and a hook. The under hits. And Lamar Jackson, welcome back.
And down in 7. Passes caught by Andrews for another touchdown. Andrews has both tonight. That's good from 20.
That is Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. Jackson, 4 touchdown passes, 2 to Mark Andrews, like you were talking about. Lamar goes 18 of 23, 204 yards, and completes his first 9 passes of the second half. Derrick Henry does not get into the end zone, but he does rush for 119 yards. The Ravens, after starting the season 1-5, have put together a couple wins and are now the favorites to win the AFC North at 3-5. They look great. Miami looks downright terrible.
That's the thing. That's the asterisk that I put beside this win for the Ravens is that, okay, the Ravens did look pretty good, but with some of this due to the Dolphins being really bad and some of those turnovers, there were 3 turnovers in this game. And you saw the sidelines of the Dolphins and they were just imploding. I think that's the maddest and the most emotion I've ever seen Mike McDaniel show on a sideline. Then there was something with Ollie Gordon where he was screaming at somebody. So, yes, it is good that the Ravens win because at this juncture in the season, they simply need wins to make it to the postseason. And hopefully, if you're a Ravens fan, win that division. So, obviously, Lamar Jackson looks good. The passing accuracy was certainly there. But I feel like there's still something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of, I don't know, nagging at me about the Ravens.
Okay.
It's the same questions we had at the start of the season, where they have all these offensive weapons, but sometimes it's just like they're just stuck in park. Like that first drive of the game, where you're like, okay, it should be really easy for them to score a touchdown in the red zone because they have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. And it took them to fourth and goal, and they barely got it. So it's one of those things where the Ravens are not judged on the same, you know, level as, you know, mid-tier teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
You're judging them against the Bills, the Chiefs, and the other contenders in the AFC. So in that regard, I feel like I still need to maybe see a little bit more. And I still have the questions about them holding those leads against good teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, the Dolphins aren't going to really make you pay if you stall out on some of those drives. So I have mixed emotions about the Ravens.
Sounds like you guys have been dating for a while. I mean, they've been good to me, and so we have a great history, but I don't know. Just something's different now. And I get that.
I mean,
like, it has
right.
not been a great start to the season. You know, it hasn't. I mean, they are getting better, though. The Ravens have come to you, and they've said, hey, I know I've made some mistakes, okay? I'm not going to play video games all the time. I'm not going to play ping pong anymore. All right. The Papa shot's gone. Look, it's in the garage now, okay? It's out of the living room. It's out of the living room. I'm back. It's me. It's me. The team you fell in love with. But I will say, defensively, I think is the real key here, right? Because we knew Lamar was going to be Lamar, okay? Question is he healthy? He looks great. Said after the game, he feels great. But over the past 3 weeks, that defense has looked a lot better, and the Dolphins were having their way with Baltimore early on, but the Ravens kept forcing turnovers, and that was huge for this team as well. And so I think that's the real key here, and Lamar is obviously grades above most all quarterbacks in the NFL. He's elite as it gets. But if the Baltimore defense continues playing at this level, now the Ravens are a different team.
Yeah, I do think that is certainly a great step in the right direction. It's just, I don't know how you feel about turnovers, because I feel like they are so hard to, you know, pin on one side and say, hey, this is a team that's really good and that's why they're getting the turnovers. Or you look at a terrible Dolphins team, you're like, hey, this is what bad teams do. So I think maybe it's somewhere in the middle. That's usually where those questions kind of lie. But they have had a turnover in each of the last three games, and I think they've limited opponents to under 17 points in each of the last three games as well. So that is a big improvement from the start of the season, but we will see how this defense does when they play a contender. Because again, isn't that the question mark for the Ravens? It's not how well does your defense look against, you know, the Dolphins or whoever. It's how good they look against the contenders in the AFC.
Yeah, now, I want to talk about the Dolphins for a second, if you don't mind, and how bad they are. Is Mike McDaniel going to get fired? I think he is. I think he is. And also, I understand why he was so angry last night, because on that one play in particular, on that fourth and one, right, early in the game, they're lined up ready to go. They had been working all week long, on not jumping off sides and making sure that you stayed down and that the play was run efficiently and effectively. Like, don't jump off sides. We're going to work on this. We're going to hammer this home. And what happens? They jump off sides. It's the one thing they had focused on all week, because they knew if we want to keep up with Baltimore, we've got to be aggressive. We have to be aggressive. And so what happens? Of course, a guy jumps. And he was like, the one thing, it could have been anything else. Like, the one thing we were just talking about. And so it just looks like when you watch this team, it's not that they've quit, but they're just a bad football team. And when you can't even execute the one thing you've been practicing and harping on all week, it's just a bad omen. He looks like a guy that is just ready to go anyway. I would not be surprised if he's gone here in the next 24, 48 hours.
Well, it's a team that looks undisciplined.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't work on that all week, that is a fundamental thing. right? Like the basics of playing in the NFL is not drawing penalties, especially when you are a bad team that right. does not need to give the other team any type of help. So I understand his frustration. It's just the difference between this reaction and the rest of the reactions we've seen is that normally when something bad happens, he just looks dejected and he kind of hangs his head. This time there was rage. Like, again, I think this is the maddest we've ever seen him because he's not like a super emotional guy. He's kind of sarcastic, but you can tell it's really starting to get to him. Like, I don't know what he has to do to get fired. At this point, I feel like the Dolphins are trolling him. They're like, no, your punishment is to stay and coach the Dolphins.
He's like, I want to go to hell. No. You're staying right here in Miami with this team. And Tyreek's not coming back, and Tua's not going to get better. And guess what? You're going to turn the football over a lot. This is your hell. You're going to keep coaching this team. And you're going to ride it out to the end of the season. But we don't have a chance to make the playoffs. I don't want to be here. It doesn't matter. You're staying right here, and you're going to take L after L after L.
That is a haunted punishment. House, yeah. But you're simply coaching the Miami Dolphins. Like, that's a great example of that trend. And somebody needs to do that for Mike McDaniel. Like, if somebody on the Dolphins social media staff, like, has a sense of humor and doesn't care about getting fired, I would post that.
Oh my God. I think his punishment on Halloween is Mike McDaniel's going to go to a haunted house tonight, and it's just going to be TV screen after TV screen of Dolphins highlights and the audio. And Tua is picked off! Oh, and they jump off sides! Fumble inside their own four! It's just going to be one low light after the other, and he's going to be screaming. Another INT. A poor guy.
Well, here's the thing. It's crazy that the Dolphins actually outgained the Ravens, I think, by like a sizable number in the first half. Mm-hmm. And it's just they couldn't execute inside the red zone. So that has to be extremely frustrating when your offense is actually moving the chains. And, you know, the other offense doesn't look as good as yours. And they have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. You are keeping up with that team, and yet the score does not reflect it.
Then Mike McDaniel gets to the end of the haunted house. He gets there, and it's Tyreek Hill. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad to see you. And then he rips off his face, and it's just Tua again. We're going to have fun with this. It's Halloween, baby. Woo! I just dressed like a pumpkin, by the way. Man. A human pumpkin. Mm. David Pumpkins.
Well, you're festive. You're festive. You're trying. Like, orange is fine. Like, then you didn't have a Halloween t-shirt. I should have gotten that shirt at Lucky Bundle for you for 10 cents. Yeah. The one that says bad to the bone and has the skeletons on it.
I would have very proudly worn that. I don't have a lot of Halloween shirts in my collection.
Yeah, why aren't you wearing that bad to the bone shirt from Lucky Bundle, Dita? Go on next on the show. Time to check into the rest of the NFL with Week 9 underway. And if the Colts can keep that 4-game winning streak alive this time in the Steel City, it's Halloween on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.